Since fall's coming and we have more of a chance of getting colds and coughs, and we've having to be more careful than normal anyway, it's my herb corner time. I think I named it that. I want to talk about some stuff that I think you'll know each one of them, even if you've never used them, and that they're available. You can either, matter of fact, you can grow at least two of the three of these yourself, but they're just home remedies, I call it, but they have a lot of science behind them. So we're going to talk about honey, licorice, the real licorice, incidentally, and marshmallow. I'm going to tell you right now, marshmallow is not those white things you hang over the fire with a stick. They get the word from there, and they did make marshmallow from the original plant, but this is more about using the actual marshmallow root, and then mullein. I don't know if you know what mullein is. Some people call it cowboy toilet paper. Others call it rabbit tobacco, but it's something that grows in, well, almost all of our yards if we give it a chance. If not, it's along the road, and it is a very useful herb. But let's begin with honey. Of course, it's golden, it's sweet, and it's sticky. Honey's been harvested, as far as we know, for millennia by human beings, as long as we have been able to find out. A welcome addition to kitchens for its taste, humans have long known honey's medicinal qualities. Science has shown that honey antibacterial properties and is effective at treating cuts, scrapes, and wounds. This is another science aside. Honey was one of the most useful things they had to treat wounds, especially if they were getting infected during the Civil War. In addition to treating your outside, your skin, honey is also used to treat cold and flu symptoms, especially those of cough and sore throat. A 2007 study found that giving honey to children right before bedtime provided better, not just as good, better cough reliefs than dextromethorphan, a cough suppressant used in almost all of the over-the-counter cold medications these days. Honey is widely available for sale at most grocery stores, health food stores, and farmers markets. There's more than 300 varieties sold just in the United States. I do want to mention this, though. In recent years, I first started hearing about it 2-3 years ago, you got to be sure your source of honey. Locally, in this area, there's one called Fains, F-A-I-N-S, and there's some others that are named Guajillo honeys and things right in the area where they're grown. First of all, they claim to give you more effect of, especially for the anti-allergics and things, if you take honey from the area where you are. Okay, that makes sense, number one. Number two, the reason I'm bringing this is a good amount of the honey, especially if you just have this nondescript stuff you buy at, 99¢ a pint at the local grocery store, is not even real honey. A lot of it's been cut by high fructose corn syrup. So first, it doesn't do the good honey does. And secondly, high fructose corn syrup is really not good for you. Your body doesn't treat it like real sugar. That's a story in itself. Also, do let me mention, you should store your honey in a good, cool, dark place if possible. If it does become sugarized, crystallized, you can warm it up. It won't hurt it. The honey's still effective. You just can warm it back up and it'll turn back into liquid honey. I don't usually give out recipes that are for medicinals, but this sounds pretty safe and it's been used for an awful long time. So if you'll take a tablespoon of honey, a couple of tablespoons of a really fresh, preferably to me, organic lemon, lemon juice from lemon. Heat it gently till it's warm, and then about a teaspoon every hour or so. Just suck on that teaspoon as you need it, or give it to your child. And it's really good to keep them from coughing so much. If there's a sore throat problem, you add a couple of teaspoons of honey to a couple of teaspoons of organic apple cider vinegar, and a cup of as hot of water as you want to put, depending on how strong you want it, and then sip frequently, and it really, really, you'll be amazed at how much it eases sore throat pain. I do want to put a little warning here, though. Honey is safe for humans, but you should never give honey to children less than a year old due to the risk of a thing called infant botulism. It's a form of kind of blood poisoning because honey does suppress oxidation and bacteria and things so much that it can form this. Adult bodies have a resistance to it. Young babies may not. So honey to little kids under a year old, you just don't want to do that. Now let's talk about another herb that we all have the wrong idea about. We've all eaten this black, long sticks they call licorice. And it did originally at least have some real licorice root in it. I'm not sure it does anymore. So you're going to want to buy this, or you can raise it, believe it or not. But you're going to want to buy licorice root from an herbalist or a good health food store. Licorice roots is a demulcent, or a common term. It's a tissue coating kind of herb. It helps ease sore throats and soothe coughs, heartburn, and in some cases, gastritis. Herbal practitioners practice using licorice root for mouth ulcers, sore throat, laryngitis, coughs, and bronchial infections. Remember, this is from the root. This is not a piece of candy. Licorice root products are made from dried roots, powdered dried root preparations. Some are made into teas, tablets, capsules, as well as actual liquid extract. Health food outlets do carry a lozenge made from real licorice to be used for coating your throat if you have a cough or a sore throat. And it's commercially done. You don't have to do it. But you can also add a teaspoon or so of the root itself. You can go buy the root, a couple of boiling, I'd say 2 cups of boiling water. Boil it, get it really up to boiling, let it cool down, strain it. You can drink a little bit, let's say half a cup, 3-4 times a day. And it seems to be very helpful and help to stop coughing so much and to soothe your throat. There are also commercial tablets made for heartburn, gastritis, and that kind of condition that are made from real licorice. They recommend you take that treatment for about a week, and it's easy to get these guys, and I think they come in like 300 milligram tablets. Believe it or not, they have a fancy name. It's called DGL, diglycyrazinated licorice. You don't have to know that. Just ask for DGL tablets. And have been shown to be as effective or more effective than a number of the drugs they try to give you when you go to the doctor. I should mention here, too, it's interesting that if you have high blood pressure, or heart troubles, you might want to be a little bit more careful, because this stuff, everybody thinks when it's herbal, it's not going to do anything. It can affect your blood pressure, and it can certainly affect the use of other medicines you're taking. So believe it or not, think about it. Ask your doctor if you want to try this or try something other than the over-the-counter drugs. And the other thing they don't recommend, at least at this time, they're still studying it, you probably shouldn't take little, if any, licorice while you're pregnant or if you think you're going to be pregnant in the near future. And especially if you're nursing, believe it or not, the rumors are it makes the milk taste bad. I'm guessing most of you out there know what mullein is. Again, I used it earlier because we used to call it cowboy toilet paper. And when I was a kid, all the kids out back south where I was raised in Georgia, we always called it rabbit tobacco, although I don't think any of us ever tried to smoke it. And mullein is that gray-green leaf and stem that you see, usually goes straight up. It's real, I want to use the word, hairy. It's got a beautiful yellow flower. It's extremely effective, they claim, on ear infections, colds, and especially bronchitis, including coughs and other throat ailments, because it serves as both an expectorant, meaning it makes you get rid of the phlegm, and a coating, soothing the throat and helping your respiratory system. It is thought that some respiratory benefits can be obtained by ingesting mullein as an infusion of the flowers. Various parts are used, including the leaves, flowers, and roots. Despite its long history, there's not a lot of medicinal qualities been studied in mullein, but it nevertheless remains a respected remedy in herbal medicine, not just here in the country, but all over the world today. You can buy mullein already dried and ready to be used at a number of the good health food stores, but you can also pick your own. I recommend that you hand pick the yellow flowers. They're always the safest. Other plants parts can be safe, but we don't know if somebody sprayed them or whatever, but the flowers are usually fresh. And then you can make your own decoctions, mostly by, again, putting a couple of cups of water and putting a tablespoon of the dry mullein flowers in it, strain it, drink it 2, 3, 4 times a day. It's not harmful. And you may find that it's more soothing than a lot of the over-the-counter drugs that they sell you for the same problems. And here's a final herbal remedy. It again needs a little bit explanation. It's called marshmallow. And folks, it's not that white pure sugar blown up thing that you put in the fire with a stick to eat. They're fun to eat. They're just basically pure sugar. However, real marshmallow is a root. Okay, it's not something you're going to find floating in your chocolate milk. Marshmallow contains polysaccharides. It's a natural mucilage that soothes irritated mucous membranes like sore throats, coughs, and indigestion. It also seems to be very capable of soothing dry, chapped skin when put directly on the skin if you've got cracked or dried up skin. Marshmallow leaves and roots are the parts of the plant used for the medicinal purposes. Dried leaves can be used in infusions, fluid extracts, and tinctures. Marshmallow roots are available dried, peeled, or unpeeled. Marshmallow is also sold as an extract, a tincture. There are capsules, and there's even ointments. Marshmallow roots and flowers in various parts of the plant can usually be gotten at any good health food store. Do you remember marshmallow was generally considered to be safe? But there was a study that suggested that marshmallow may actually lower blood sugar levels. Therefore, if you're taking, again, a diuretic or you have diabetes or you're mentioned to your doctor, here's the other thing I hate to bring up. He's probably not going to know. I saw a show just the other day doing all my studies to do this show that some doctors get as little as 10 hours of nutritional training during their entire time they're training to be a doctor. 10 hours, folks. One day and a half on nutrition, what's healthy for your body and what's not healthy for your body. I won't name a doctor, but I have a doctor I work with, and when I go to see him, he quizzes me about what he's a little overweight and he's got some things going on. He asked me what he should be doing for his diet, and he's supposed to be the doctor. He just admits, he says, they just didn't teach us this thing in college. It just wasn't on the radar. Now, whether it's getting better now that nutrition's become more upfront, I don't know. But believe me, they don't have a heck of a lot of knowledge about what's good for your body and what's not.